The last words of a person's life tells you a lot about that person. In Acts chapter 1, we have the last words of Jesus. What was the last words of Jesus? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
Still answer prayers. Touch our hearts and touch our minds now, Lord, so we can receive the truths of God's word that can transform our lives. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and you are our redeemer. Besides you, there is no other. So speak in a mighty way, so that the lost can be saved and saved can be encouraged and backsliders can come on back to you. Somebody in need of a church home, Lord, we pray that they would join even right here this morning at Bible Way. And we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Come on and give the Lord some praise this morning. Amen. He's worthy. Amen. He's worthy. Amen. That's why we come today. That's what worship is all about. It's showing the Lord that he is indeed worthy. You could have stayed at home this morning, but you came to show the Lord that he's worthy. Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 This morning, for those of you who have your Bibles, open with me to the book of Acts. The book of Acts. Amen. We finally made it out of Judges. Amen. I want to look and see what the Lord have for us out of this first chapter of Acts. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. The first 12 verses. When you find it, say, I got it. Oh, y'all are fast. You there. Amen. Acts chapter 1, beginning with verse number 1, you'll find these words. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Mm-hmm. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. Notice that verse 8 again. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. He says, you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I want to talk with you on the subject this morning. You can do this job. I said, you can do this job. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor gonna talk about you can do this job. You can do this job. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? You can do this job. The last words of a person tells us a lot about the character and desire of that person. While Malcolm X was speaking, three men in the audience stood up and began to start arguing one with another. Malcolm X said to those three men, let's cool it, brothers. And those was his last words. Those three men shot him 16 times. The actress, Joan Crawford, heard her housekeeper praying for her as Joan Crawford was laying there on her deathbed. Joan Crawford looked at her housekeeper and cursed her using the D word and said, don't you dare pray and ask God to help me. The actor Humphrey Bogart said on his deathbed, I should not have switched from a scotch to a martini. Those was his last words. Grover Cleveland said, I have tried so hard to do what is right. Those was his last words. When we come to Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, we have the last words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus tells his disciples in verse 8, he says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. A person's last words is important because it shows something about the character and the desire of that person. What was Jesus' desire? Jesus' desire was for world evangelism. Jesus' desire was to get the gospel out to the end of the world. Jesus had a desire, a passion for saving of souls. He wanted the disciples to get the word out, start right here in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. In other words, the last thing that Jesus talked to his disciples about was their job assignment. They had a job assignment to do world evangelism. And when I looked at this job assignment, I said, you know, we can do this job. When I looked at this job assignment, I say, I can do this job. When I looked at this job assignment, I say, us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church, right here in Irving, Texas, we can do this job. Oh, yes, we can do this job. See, there are some jobs in the church that you are not cut out to do. Most of us are not cut out to play the piano like Brother Winston. Most of us are not cut out to play the drums like Brother John. Amen. Most of us are not cut out to even sing in the choir. Amen. Some of us are not cut out to be a preacher or a Sunday school teacher. Amen. Some of us are not cut out to be a deacon or a trustee. Some of us are not even cut out to be an usher or a greeter. Some of us are not cut out to even serve on the food committee. Some of us are not even cut out to serve out in the parking lot ministry. But all of us are cut out to do world evangelism. All of us are cut out to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my brothers and sisters, you can do this job. I say you can do this job. As a matter of fact, can I give you three reasons why you can do this job? I said, can I give you three reasons? Y'all gonna go with me this morning, I'm gonna go by myself. You can do this job because Jesus is still living. I say, you can do this job because Jesus is still living. Look here in verse number 1-3, it says, the former treaties which I made, O Theophanophius, of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, speaking, being seen of them, how many days? 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You can do this job because Jesus is still living. Oh, yes, yes, the empty tomb there in Jerusalem stand as evidence that Jesus is still living. Oh, if you would ask those ladies, Mary and Mary Magdalene, that came there to the garden tomb looking for Jesus. The angels told them, he's not here, but he has risen as he said. Come on and see the place where he lay. Jesus is still living. Oh, if you just ask those two disciples on the road of Emmaus, they would tell you that Jesus is still living. One time Jesus appeared to 500 people at one time. If you would just interview any one of those 500, they would tell you, yes, Jesus is still living. If all you have to do is just go and ask Doubting Thomas. Oh, Doubting Thomas would tell you, oh, yes, he's living. I put my hands in the nail prints in his hand, and I put my hand in the spear print in his side. Oh, yes, Jesus is still living. Just ask the 11 disciples here. They say, hey, he walked with us 40 days. He talked with us 40 days. He ate with us 40 days. It wasn't just a figure of our imagination. We saw him for 40 days. Jesus is still living. He's still living. You know, that's what separates Christianity from any other religion. Any other religion, they ask you to follow a dead leader. See, if you got involved in Islam, they would ask you to follow Mohammed, a dead leader. If you got involved in Buddhism, they would tell you to follow Buddha, a dead leader. If you got involved in Confucianism, they would ask you to follow Confucius, a dead leader. But when somebody asks you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, they ain't asking you to follow somebody who's dead. They're asking you to follow a living Lord. Oh, that's why you can do this job. Because Jesus is still living. I remember the first job that I had. I was working at the Five and Dime store, a store called TGNY. Anybody know about TGNY? I had the privilege of serving there as their stock boy. And one of my jobs was to make sure that I took care of the fish and sell some fish. And so every day when I got there to my job, I went back there in the back, went back there to the fish tanks, and I would get my little net, and I would scoop out all of the dead fish. Every day when I came in, I scooped out the dead fish. And whenever somebody needed a fish, they would call Tim. And they would ask Tim, Tim, we got somebody that wants some fish. And I would go back there, and I would dip out them a fish, give them a fish. And out of all the years that I worked for TGNY, I can never remember selling somebody a dead fish. Every time somebody wanted a fish, they wanted a live goldfish. They wanted a live guppy fish. They wanted a live tropical fish. They never wanted, never asked for a dead fish. And I was able to sell them a live fish, fishes that was always alive. You know, in the same way, you can do this job because you're not trying to sell somebody a debt savior, but you're trying to get folks to buy into a living Lord. Nobody wants nothing dead. Somebody wants something that's alive. That's why you can do this job, because you're recommending somebody who's alive. You can do this job because Jesus then is still living. Number two, you can do this job because Jesus is still giving. You can do this job because Jesus is still giving. Yes, you can be a witness for the Lord because Jesus is still giving. Look what the text says, verse number 4. It says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized, listen now, with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore was come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They want to talk about the kingdom program. But notice what Jesus said. He said, it's not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father has put in his power. That's God's business. Don't be worrying about God's business. You need to worry about your business. He said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Notice now, you can do this job because Jesus is still giving. He's giving you everything that you need in order to do this job. What do you need? You need the Holy Ghost in order to do this job. That's the equipment that you need in order to do this job. If you got the Holy Ghost, then you can do this job. Before Jesus left, he promised his disciples, he said, I'm going to send to you the Holy Ghost. He told him in John 14, he says, I won't leave you as an orphan, but he says, I will send to you the Comforter. And then another place in John 16 and 13, he says, when the Comforter has come, he will lead you into all truth. And now Jesus is letting them know, he says, don't you leave Jerusalem until you get the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, I don't want you to leave town, boys, until you get the Holy Ghost. Notice now, he's not asking them to not leave town. He's not suggesting, I think that's a good idea for y'all to just hang out here in Jerusalem. No, he's not asking them. He's not making a suggestion to them. No, Jesus is commanding them. Is that what it said in your Bible? My Bible says in verse 4, and he commanded them. He commanded them, hold up. Stay right here. You know, one of the problems is a lot of folks done got their burning before they got their learning. They done took off and they trying to run for the Lord. And they give up so quick. You know why? Because they running on empty. You got to get filled up with the Holy Ghost power. Just like you can't drive your car too far when it's on fumes. You can't go too far when you ain't got the Holy Ghost. You got to have Holy Ghost power. Why is that? Because Jesus know that you're going to face some strong opposition. And he said, don't you leave until you get some Holy Ghost. Because folks gonna bring something to you. Well, you gotta have something in you when they come to you. Jesus says you need the Holy Ghost power. You know, Jesus let them know over there in Matthew chapter 10. He says, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. You got to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. In other words, Jesus says, listen, I ain't sending you out to Disneyland here. I ain't sending you over here to Six Flags to just have a good time. No, I'm sending you out to wolf country. I'm sending you somewhere where folks will chew you up and spit you out. You better have something in you. Hold up until you get the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, because the day and age is going to come where brothers is going to be against brothers. Father is going to be against children. And children is going to be against parents. In other words, your own enemy is going to be part of your own household. In other words, in order for you to just stay in your own house, you're going to have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to have some Holy Ghost power in order to be a witness for the Lord. You got to have some Holy Ghost power to be a witness for the Lord here in Irving, Texas.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at BibleWay Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.